again, or should I just grab it?
You can just grab it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm supervising. That is my job.
Mm-hmm. It is. Someone's got to do it.
Shayla Shishnikov is Camp Kungayu coordinator for the Kowalungan Tribe of Unalaska and has just built and launched her first Ikyak, an Unangak skin-on-frame sea kayak.
And so I am just really looking forward to getting this build in and to customizing this Ikyak to me and my body. We are a water people. The water is just everything to us. It brings us food and life, energy and transportation and happiness, really. So
Shishnikov crafted her Ikyak over a span of about 14 days with the guidance of instructor Mark Daniels, a professional Ikyak builder based out of California who has been crafting Aleutian sea kayaks for several decades, and help from Dustin Newman, Youth Services Coordinator with the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association. Here's Daniels describing the beginning phases of the build.
The whole process starts with going out to the beaches and combing the shores for the right shapes of driftwood, because a lot of the parts in an Ikyak are curved, but they have to be strong. So you select out, you take a pattern out with you, and you select out the pieces of driftwood that match and are the right type of wood and are in good shape.
From there, Daniel says, the process involves many long hours in the wood shop, then steaming and bending of the ribs as the Ikyak begins taking on a three-dimensional shape. The process wraps up with the launch and blessing of the Ikyak. When it is done at Camp Kungayu, the region's annual culture camp, which was canceled this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Ikyak is constructed in about 5 days. But for Shishnikov's build, as part of Daniel's apprenticeship program, they chose to slow things down. Typically, Shishnikov would travel to California as well to learn and build with Daniels in his workshop, but she says she was unable to travel there in March, as she'd previously planned to do, due to the pandemic. Shishnikov and Daniels collaborated with APIA and the Kowalungan tribe to move forward with the build by bringing Daniels to Unalaska despite the cancellation of the culture camp. And while things are happening on a different timeline and location, Shishnikov says she's excited to have the opportunity to build her own Ikyak in her home community.
And I think that initial launch out to sea really sets you up for, you know, the rest of the course of your Ikyak. So to be able to do that here in our Unangak waters and on our lands, I think is pretty significant.
For Shishnikov, the build is not simply a physical process, but also an emotional, cultural, and spiritual one. And for Dustin Newman, who has done a few Ikyak and other types of builds, and joined Daniels to help guide Shishnikov, the construction is also about fostering mental well-being through cultural practices.
We have a value called Kayuktuchin, which is be strong. I tie that into that same ideology of you have to be strong mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually to get through tough times. And having your cultural awareness, having those values instilled in you, really helps get through tough times.
It's a process of passion for Newman and Shishnikov, and also for Daniels, who has been building Ikyak and other Aleutian sea kayaks since the 1980s. When he describes the process and the structure, his enthusiasm is immediately apparent through his attention to detail and the audible excitement that carries through his voice.
The cleft, the two-part bow, and the truncated stern, the exact number of ribs, the exact dimensions of it, it's perfect. It fits the human body and makes a human being into a marine mammal.
He says he became obsessed with the Aleutian kayaks when he saw them in various museums. He started reverse engineering them and eventually was invited up to St. Paul in the Pribilof Islands to teach and build. Daniel says he feels privileged to help mend the gap of cultural knowledge that was created when the Unangak people were removed from their homes, many never to return.
And I feel like it feels really meaningful to be picking that stuff up and sort of mending that wheel and getting it back to where it's spinning again.
For the blessing of her Ikyak, Shishnikov says she is following Newman's lead. Like Daniels, Newman also approaches the build as a process that unites past and present.
Like mine personally, I'll embellish with our ivory carvings and circle dot motifs. Those circle dot motifs are, those traditionally are what allow our ancestors to be with us. It invites them to be on the waters and dancing with us and everything.
At the launch of her vessel on Saturday night, Shishnikov included an ivory carving of a sea otter nestled into the inside of the ikyak. And attached to the outside, near the head of the vessel, a humpback whale, Alamach in Unangom Tenu, a symbol that is particularly special to Shishnikov and is also her Unangach name. Reporting in on Alaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.